This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
God, in the midst of seeming chaos, your Son is in charge. He makes it clear that the mission that he is about is one that you have led him upon from the day of his baptism when you said, "You are my beloved Son." So help us to continue to look to him so that we might follow him. Amen. Well, I guess it's good that they have to clean up before my sermon rather than after my sermon. In our Discovering Your Spiritual Gifts small group series this week, our session centered upon discovering our spiritual gifts through others who observe us in action. And by observing our spiritual gifts in action, they give us objective feedback that is helpful for us to hone in on the gifts that God has given to each one of us. The symbol that we are given this week is one of a mirror, with the idea of the symbol being those individuals become the mirror for us to see how we are uniquely gifted. Those of you who have been around here for a while have heard me talk about a French phenomenologist by the name of Merleau-Ponty. He was someone I had to study when I was studying philosophy in college. And he wrote about a 500-page book. And I understood only one of those 500 pages because on that one page, he talked about a symbol of a mirror. And in his book, he talks about the fact that we as human beings would like to get objective viewpoints of ourselves living in the world. But as he says, no matter how quickly I try to turn to this mirror, I am only going to see myself looking at myself. That there is no way, because of the limitations of my body, I can possibly get a totally objective viewpoint of myself in the world. He uses this symbol in a similar way as our spiritual gifts course used it this week, because it becomes crucial for us to have the objective feedback of other people who become our mirrors and can tell us, "This is where I see your giftedness in this world." And it helps us to hone in on our own spiritual gifts. There is another aspect of our Spiritual Gifts Small Group series that is important for our discussion this Palm Sunday. At the end of the chapter, there are some comparisons and contrasts drawn between our spiritual gifts and the functions that we might perform, or the jobs that we might have, or even the natural talents that we might have that can play a part into our spiritual gifts, but not always necessarily. But then there is this contrast with what is called the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Now, the difference between the two is this. God has uniquely gifted each one of us with spiritual gifts. The spiritual gifts that you have are not the spiritual gifts that you have. The spiritual gifts that you have are not the spiritual gifts that that person in the back has. We are uniquely gifted. However, when it comes to the fruit of the Spirit, this is a promise that God makes that we should be experiencing all aspects of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. If we can put up this quote from Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are a promise to us that we will have all of these if we are truly following God. Now, how, you may ask, does that fit into what this Holy Week, beginning with this Palm Sunday procession, is all about? You know, there had to be chaos that day, as we just experienced a little bit of the chaos here. But in the midst of that, there is one person who is demonstrating all these aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. It's Jesus. Jesus knows what is ahead of him this week. And yet, he can stay focused in the moment. He can let them hail him as their king, knowing that a few days later they're going to hang him on a cross. He can experience that love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control in a way that has never happened in the history of the world. We become mirrors to that this week. This week gives us the opportunity to look at Jesus as he demonstrates those spiritual gifts that God has given to him, and at the same time display all of the depth of the fruit of the Spirit in so doing. So, it becomes for us this week an opportunity to look at our lives, and only we can answer for ourselves, how am I experiencing all of these nine aspects of the fruit of the Spirit? Because it is not a coincidence that the more we get in touch and use the gifts of the Spirit that we uniquely have, that we end up experiencing in its fullness these nine aspects of the fruit of the Spirit. So this week, as we reflect upon the greatest love story ever told, it becomes the opportunity for us to look and see, how am I living like Jesus and using my own gifts? You know, there's that little parenthetical at the beginning of the gospel today that Rev. Wendy read outside for us that said, after preaching a parable to the people at Jericho. Do you know what parable Luke puts right before we start into this Holy Week? It is the parable of the talents. The parable that is depicted on the last window of our church, the stained glass over by the choir stairs. And we see in this parable, if you've forgotten what it is, that they receive one talent, five talents, and 10 talents, the three people. The five-talent person makes five more. The 10-talent person makes 10 more. And the one-talent person who is kneeling before the Darth Vader-looking master before us buries the talent and says, I knew you were cruel and mean, and so I didn't want to lose it, and so here it is. And of course, we go to the next slide with a close-up, and you see the two who have reaped from what they had been given by being good stewards, as opposed to the one who did not use his gifts. I don't think Luke just does that happen chance. Perhaps as we are in the midst of looking at spiritual gifts, it's our way, as we move into this holiest of weeks, to look into our own hearts and see, how am I using the gifts that God has given to me? And perhaps there was a call there to do something new, something different. Rev. Wendy wrote a beautiful reflection in the DOK devotional today about it's a colt that's never been ridden. Maybe God is calling to you to try out something new. And secondarily, if you are in ministry and not experiencing the fruit of the Spirit in its fullness, perhaps that is God's hint to you that you need to look to something new. Remember some years ago, we looked at a comparison between jobs and ministry. And I think on this day especially, it's appropriate for us to reconsider that comparison. If you do something just because no one else will do it, it's a job. If you're doing it to serve the Lord, it's a ministry. If you quit because someone criticized you, it's a job. If you keep on serving anyway, it's a ministry. If you'll do it as long as it does not interfere with your other activities, it's a job. If you are committed to staying, even if it means letting go of other things, it's a ministry. If you quit because no one thanked you or praised you, it's just a job. If you stick with it, even though no one recognized your efforts, it's a ministry. It's hard to get excited about a job. It's almost impossible not to get excited about a ministry. If your concern is success, it's a job. It's almost impossible not to get excited about a ministry. If your concern is success, it's a job. If your concern is faithfulness, it's a ministry. People may say, "Well done," when you do your job. The Lord will say, "Well done," when you complete your ministry. This week, as we follow Jesus to the cross and to the grave and to resurrected life, may we look at our own lives to find where God might be calling us more to ministry. We complete this week celebrating two incredible people whose servant ministry in this place was, to say the least, exemplary. As we remember the memory of Marcos Boronat and Phyllis Roberts, if for no other reason this week, maybe to honor them, we look for the ways where God might be calling us to use our gifts and thereby experience in its fullness the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Amen.